FM 90.3 WJTL, bringing you Casting Crowns. Start right here. Hi, good morning to you. Happy Thursday, 7:05.
Fridays from 9 to 11 a.m. and Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Join Christy Lee as she walks you through the week's biggest songs on WJTL's Top 25 Countdown, powered by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown. It's your front row seat to what's new and what's next in Christian music. The Top 25 with Christy Lee, only on WJTL.
And this morning we are hanging out with a very special guest. We're here with Bethany Zimmerman. She is the Vice President of Restore Care for Hope, Inspire, Love. Good morning, Bethany.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to be here.
It's so wonderful to have you here. Excited to talk about all things Hope, Inspire, Love. And for those who aren't familiar with the work that you do, what is it that you guys do?
Yeah, so we exist locally here in Pennsylvania to eradicate trafficking and exploitation right here in our communities.
Okay. And are you focused in Lancaster? Or where's the area of focus
specifically? So we serve Lancaster and the 10 surrounding counties.
Okay, awesome. And what's it like to do this kind of work in the state of Pennsylvania? Is there a lot of awareness? What's the kind of environment like?
Yeah, the one thing I often say when it comes to this topic of awareness locally here is it's not necessarily like the movies. You know, it's not the white van situation. It's happening in our backyards right here. It's in schools. It's in our families and communities. And so that's why it's so important to have education within our communities so that people know what it actually looks like locally and not just on an international scale. That absolutely does happen. But we need to know exactly what it looks like here in our counties versus the greater world. Yeah.
Love how you pointed that out and talked about the misconception that it's more than just the white van showing up. It could be happening in your backyard. It could be happening, right in front of our eyes. And you guys provide more than education. You provide trauma-informed mentorship. And there's some specific services that I really want to talk to you about, your outreach and prevention education. Can you talk to me about those things?
Sure. So again, we believe that the education piece is huge because it's part of that preventative part where we have families that are educated and, again, know what to look for.
Yes.
And know what resources that are out there. So I would also say just having resources as far as, hey, how do I talk to my kids? How do parents parent well in this day where there's so much digital, like there's access in your pocket versus you're not having to go look for things anymore. It's just right in your pocket. So prevention education is huge. We go into businesses, churches, you name it. And then as far as restorative care services, one of my favorite part of that for sure is a trauma-informed mentorship, just because it's a free service for survivors and it's all volunteers that serve their time. And then with the outreach piece, that's a piece that I could talk all day about.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about the outreach pillar that we get to serve because we now have a more robust outreach program.
Okay. And speaking of outreach, you are now expanding services to the local community. What does that look like right now?
Yeah. So I get the wonderful privilege of saying to you right here live that we have officially merged with She's Somebody's Daughter, another nonprofit here locally. So now we get to serve 11 counties. And outreach was always a part of Hope Inspire Love's heart. It was a pillar from day one. We just we were looking at She's Somebody's Daughter and they were just doing it so well. Right. And it's like, why do we need to reinvent the wheel when we can collaborate and partner? And it just kind of organically happened. It was, as you would say, it's just a God thing. It was one step and we took one step after another step after another step. And it led to here today that we have officially emerged. So now She's Somebody's Daughter is not going anywhere. It's just our outreach program here at Hope Inspire Love.
Got it. That's incredible. So to clarify, in the collaboration, all of the buildings in the process of expanding to the local community will be all under Hope Inspire Love.
Correct. So now we have Lancaster, Chambersburg, and Harrisburg.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's so exciting. Now, I love what you talked about with the prevention education specifically and how you talked about even parents being able to play a role. And if someone's listening and they themselves want to contribute to anti-trafficking work, maybe just in their everyday lives, how can they take those first steps to get involved or even just get more educated?
Yeah. Well, for sure, you can reach out to us. You can look at our website, hopeinspirelove.org. There's a tab there that says get involved. And there's volunteer opportunities, there's education opportunities. And I would say even if you're curious and you've never had the training, find a local organization and get that training. It's worth it. You will not regret it. It's not as scary as it sounds. And I have to say, there is a ton of hope. You know, that's why it's in our name, right? And so we want to be people of hope. And so it might seem dark and scary, but I would just say get educated. It's not so scary.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You heard it here. That's hopeinspirelove.org if you want to get more information. And we are going to be talking more with Hope Inspire Love coming up next.
Coming up, more music too. Ellie Holcomb, Carrie Jobe, and more.